What knowledge does the lawyer bring to the first conference with an accident victim that that potential client doesn't necessarily know?
We bring, in my case, years of experience in representing injured persons by knowing the law, knowing what claims and rights they have under their insurance policies, how to investigate and preserve evidence, but most importantly, compassion for helping them. And that's what's most important to us, is helping other people.
How often does this potential client really have any understanding of what he or she's about to deal with?
They rely on us as the lawyer to let them know exactly what legal rights they have, what benefits there are under their insurance policies, and the process of what it takes to bring a claim and the length of time that it would take to bring a claim. And also in other areas, a lot of folks aren't as sophisticated in terms of the medicine, which doctors they're treating with, and we can help them.
Do they say, well, my uncle was in an accident and it took forever and I don't want it to take forever?
A lot of times they understand that for anyone to realize the full impact of that injury on their family and on their own future well-being, whether it's financial in terms of earning wages and income, how that is related to whether they're able to recover, and if so, what that period of recovery might be. And so that all factors into it. There is, of course, the legal end of it. Once you commence a lawsuit, there's a discovery period. And following that, there's a mediation period. And then there's the ability to get a trial date. And that trial date could be months down the line from that later point.
Does someone come in and you talk and you have to tell this individual she really doesn't have a case?
We recommend a client see a lawyer as soon after an accident as they can. Of course, they should be careful in choosing a lawyer, but once they've done that, they should see the lawyer.
What's the reaction when you say, it just isn't there?
No one wants to be injured, and no one wants to have a claim if it means being injured. We tell someone, you don't have a claim. We understand that they've had some suffering and inconvenience. That's not a good thing. However, by not having a claim, I think it's a blessing in that you're not seriously injured. You don't have necessarily a permanent injury. I don't know of anyone in my career that I've represented that ever wanted to have a claim, because it means being injured severely.
Does some of this stuff change, some of these issues change, if there is a broken bone and the prospective client is in a cast, or worst of worst, somebody dies?
There are circumstances in which you know right from the very beginning that someone and their family's life is going to be significantly affected by an accident with an injury. There are other times that it's not, you need time before you can really evaluate whether an injury will be permanent or what the permanent effect of that injury will be. Every injury is different. So you're right, there are some injuries that are severe and that you know that it's going to devastate a family.
Are there different time constraints in a case like that where somebody has died or if there are major visible injuries?
Preserving the evidence. It could be the accident scene. It could be obtaining video from either a store camera or a street camera. It can be the data box recorder that's in the vehicle. It could be getting statements, skid marks, pictures, anything. Those are really important deadlines in those types of cases. The other is there are time limits on when you are required to apply for no-fault benefits, which are those benefits that we have with our own insurance policy in the event of an accident. And they include getting our medical bills paid so that we can have medical treatment. It involves wages if we're not able to work, and other necessary expenses that we incur. So those are deadlines, whether we need underinsured motorist coverage, which is, again, coverage under our own vehicle that provides coverage, insurance coverage available in the event the other driver has no insurance or a very inadequate insurance. They all have deadlines. Insurance companies are not going to help you, and they're particularly not going to voluntarily extend those deadlines for anyone.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Attorney Howard Cohen has been here, and we've been talking about why you need legal advice after an accident. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.